Now, on LearnJCU in the, I think it's called Find More directory, I put a whole lot of links to things that related to metallurgy. So there's some that relate to Comelco, there's some that relate to Mount Kembla, which is where that picture came from before. And in terms of copper, there's copper activities go on down in Townsville. So these are certainly things that do happen in this part of the world. Australia used to have a big blast furnace industry, but most of that now has been moved offshore. There's some new technologies in iron metallurgy that have been looked at in Australia, but there's still no really big plants in operation now. Now, copper is used then as electrical wire. It needs to then have high purity for that function. It can also be alloyed to make bronze or brass, either by putting tin or zinc into the structure. The ores that are typically used would be chalcopyrite, which we saw before was a copper iron sulfide, or azurite, which is then a copper carbonate, and malachite, which is that nice green stuff that you'll see in the gem stores and things like that. Now, the pretreatment, we'll want to focus in on getting hold of the copper and leave behind the silicates that are present in the ore body. So flotation is very useful in concentrating up the copper. In this case here, the chalcopyrite then is about 0.5% in most of the ores. To put that ore into the next step, it has to go up to about 15% copper by mass, a substantial